Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship here on Earth, and we're going to have some healing tonight. And with me is my co-host, Sylvia Joy. I'd like to introduce yourself, Sylvia.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, and hope everyone's having a very good Saturday night. We're so glad that you're with us here. I am a health and wellness consultant. I have over 30 years in the field of holistic health and wellness, and I've owned many restaurants and health food stores, and I work now as a consultant in that field, and I'm just also very interested in the whole area of spirituality and all of us working toward our ascension process and that type of thing, which led me to Ron and this wonderful radio show. So I'm so happy to be a part of it. And tonight we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a really wonderful show all about healing. There will be a healing experience later on in the show. So if any of you would like to have your own personal healing experience with the Creation Light Ship, you have that to look forward to, which is going to be wonderful in a little bit. And then Ron's also going to take us through some of the other healings he does. So the whole evening is going to be devoted to two healings, and we hope you'll stay with us for that. And we'd love to hear from you. If anyone is listening who's had a wonderful experience with a healing on the Light Ship, or if you just would like to ask questions, maybe you're wondering what this is all about and you have questions for Ron, you can call on the toll-free numbers that are listed on the BBS Daily Talk Radio page and give us a call. We would really love to talk to you tonight. And on that note, Ron, can we start talking about the physical healings that people are receiving from the Creation Light Ship?
Yeah, I had one lady cured of lung cancer, had a lot of people who've had metal, say, implants in their bodies from accidents, hip replacements. A lot of times with a hip replacement, you have that pain in your body that's hard to get rid of. And when you stand up and move around or sit down and squat, it hurts. And the light beings are able to make the metal equivalent to bone to your body. So your body sees it actually as bone as opposed to metal, and it takes away that pain that you're having. They do just a lot of things. I've had people have their lungs basically, so I use the word cleared. I wouldn't know what kind of ailment they initially have, but some people had a really hard time breathing for years, and all of a sudden they can breathe perfectly fine. I've had people have their eyesight improved. I've had people actually have cavities, not necessarily filled, but the cavities actually were removed after a couple of times up on the ship. That was quite interesting. Boy, I can go on and on. People have had ligament problems with their ankles, maybe skiing accidents. All of a sudden, they would fix that. They can change the length of your tendons if you're having a problem walking, maybe after a surgery. So they do just about everything. So what we'll do next, do you have any questions, Sylvia, before I go into doing some healings here, sample healings of what I do?
Well, I thought maybe we could also just mention the pet healings, because so many of us have pets and care so dearly about them. And, you know, when they have something going on, we really want to do everything we can for them, but sometimes taking them, you know, to the vet can be also very traumatic for them. So, what kind of experience have you seen with people with their pets?
Well, let's see. I've got to think back on this one here. One was a horse. A lady was on one of my four-hour sessions, and she couldn't tell her husband what she was doing because he just wouldn't understand. And the session was on one of my Saturdays that I do. I do once a month Saturday calls for $60 for a four-hour ship healing with water attunements. But she was on it, and before the show started, her husband came to her and mentioned that their horse had a lot of just eye problems, and he looked at the horse that morning, and the horse couldn't see at all, and so he was figuring out what he can do during the weekend to you know, have the horse put to sleep and then held off their ranch, I guess. So when I mentioned about healings with pets and animals, she took the horse up. So after the conference call, her husband came in and said, gee, you know, I must have saw something really that I didn't really see with the horse, because the horse now is seeing perfectly fine. And so that was a neat healing. We've had dogs healed. Well, there's so much that I can think about here. Cats, one cat, I believe, had a bad tooth infection or something, and the light ship was able to take that away from her. It was a female cat. Let me think here. We've had dogs worked with. I've seen chipmunks up there. People have thought of chipmunks to bring up, and so it all depends, you know, where you live and what you bring up to the ship. But normally it's just strictly animals that you, you know, basically live with. But it's just so much that I have seen and heard about. I just can't really talk. Do you have any
idea? Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. And I had an experience with my own dog who had kind of a traumatic, I think that she was bitten by something, and I found her one morning just shaking, you know, kind of curled up and shaking, and the whole side of her head was puffed up, and she went to the ship and was completely fine. Within, you know, by the end of the day, she was probably about 85% better. By the next day, she was completely fine. It was just a miraculous, wonderful thing.
Yep, that's great.
Yeah, so if anybody's just tuning in with us now, we're talking about healings on the Creation Lightship, and Ron's going to be doing some healings with us tonight, and we would love to hear from any of the listeners who have had an experience, who have been on a prior show and have had a healing experience of their own. We'd love to talk to you. Or if you just have questions, please give us a call. We're going to be taking calls for about 10-15 minutes now, up until the time where we go to the White Ship for healing. And Ron, maybe you could start talking about the different clearings that you do, like the emotional body clearing, and kind of give people an idea of how some of that goes.
Sure, okay. Basically, if I do anything for anybody down here, the most important thing is to have your emotions cleared, because that is where all the trauma comes from. It's a body that stores trauma, the experience of trauma, and then it impregnates your spirit and also your physical body with those traumas. And so this is why your spirit has to do what you may call a past life review upon the dying process. And it goes to the other side, takes normally about 50 years to complete. And if you have it all completed, then you come back here again and those traumas are released from you. If you don't have it released and you decide to come in sooner, say in maybe 5 years, then all of a sudden you're going to be bringing into that new body that you're supposed to be helping heal the traumas that the last lifetime left you. So that's not very good. So you want to have the emotions cleared so that you can live in the moment. Your spirit cannot and will not come into emotional density into your body. And so what that means is that your spirit is what heals you. It's the only thing that is going to do any healing on you. And with that, if your spirit can't integrate fully with your physical life form, your physical body, then you're not going to be able to have a healing. So the spirit is what has to be healed first. And the healing of the spirit is strictly the emotional density that it's carrying, imprinted by the emotional body. So when I do the emotional healing, it's actually healing your spirit and your emotional body, along with the physical imprintings that the emotions did to your physical body. So it's actually three healings in one.
Hello, Ron?
Yes,
hello.
Hello,
Ron? Hello, yes, how
hi.
Are you?
Good. Very well. Who is this?
My name is Brian. Can you hear
Brian.
Me okay?
Okay, hi, Brian.
Yeah. Hello, I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
And I've been listening to you quite frequently on the Internet. And I was just wondering if you could give me maybe a healing, maybe a chakra healing.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay.
What's that?
Okay, yeah, we're going to do that. You must be right on the same wavelength. So I'll do that first for everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling, Brian, and we'll work with everybody with their chakras, okay?
Thank you.
And we appreciate your phone call. So just kind of sit back and relax, if you would. And we're going to go to everybody's heart chakra first here. So this is done by the light beings on the Creation Light Ship. This is Creation Energy itself working with you. This is not race consciousness energy, you know, human race energy. It's not collective consciousness, anything like that. This is pure divine spirit energy. And there's a difference on the two. I talked about that in the last show that we had a little bit here to get people kind of clued into the difference between your spirit and energies outside of yourself used for healing. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center first here and reposition that. So just kind of maybe visualize your chakras. We'll just say they're like a gyroscope, and they can get turned slightly in askew. They can still work, but they want to be oriented perfectly for you. And so right now your heart chakra is aligned properly. We'll go to your throat chakra right now and moving that around so that it'll be positioned properly just for you. And now we're going to your third eye. Perfect. That's good. And now we're going to your power chakra. And if you're sensitive, you should probably feel energies move inside of your body. Remember doing some women at an event, and they go, wow, man, this feels like an internal earthquake. I didn't know how bad I was off, but I feel great now afterwards. I have all this energy flowing. So it's really good to have your chakras aligned. So your power chakras are aligned right now. Chakra. Okay, I heard a beep there.
Hi, Ron. This is David.
Yes, David.
Yes, I had a question, like you were talking about, with when you're talking about you guys were talking about animal healings too as well. And
yes.
I was wondering if you knew if animals, if they have like certain energy points or chakra points as well.
Oh, very good question. Okay. I'll answer that. Thank you for calling, David.
All right. Thank you.
And we appreciate the call. So, yes, animals do have chakras too. You can always get a pendulum if you wish and put it over the chakras on the back, just like we are. They're running, you know, like we're probably talking about, you know, dogs and cats typically. So, yeah, they have chakras just like we do, and they can become out of balance. And what normally makes a chakra get out of balance is, number one, the most drastic thing would be psychic attacks being done to you. And your chakra then will normally reverse itself, and because it doesn't want to give up its energy to somebody else. And people do that quite often. They may not realize it, but they are doing this energy work. Remember, there's a lot that happens to you that's invisible. Okay, so now we're going to the second chakra, and now the first chakra. So you can get a pendulum, even put it over yourself or over a friend to lay them down on a massage table or on a couch or on a bed, and just hold the pendulum over each chakra. And the way you tell if the chakra is working properly or not is it should be a nice, smooth, round circle. It could just go from anywhere between an elliptical circle to a line back and forth, either direction. I don't get into which way the chakra is turning, whether it's clockwise or counterclockwise, just so it's a nice round circle. And they should all be about the same diameter. And most people, I would say, are going to be at least an inch and a half in diameter to probably as much as about 8 inches. And it'll depend on the length of the string or the chain on your pendulum. And you can use anything you want to do this test here. At times I'll be at a location and I'll have to just figure out something to use. So I'll get a piece of string and somebody will bring me maybe a key or maybe a nut they had laying around in their cabinet, and I'll put the nut on the string and it works perfectly fine. So there's no need to go out and buy anything fancy. Yeah, it's your intent, and if it weighs too much, it's not going to spin. So you might want to sample different weights. And normally if it's too heavy, it's not going to do a nice arc for you. It'll take a while to build up speed. Okay, here we go. First chakra looks like it's perfectly aligned, so we'll just check them all. So I'll go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We don't go to the crown chakra because that isn't needed for the body right now. So we're going to do now an opening for everyone. So I'll just kind of sit back again and relax. And we're going to open your chakras up to body width. Like I said before, most times they're probably between, say, inch and a half to maybe 6 inches or so. So we're going to go body width with you right now. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And going down to your third chakra again. Front and back. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So you should feel energy in your body right now. You may feel tingles, warmth. If you feel any type of sensation, that's an indication that you had energy blockages in your body, and now you're able to take in more energy to do healing on yourself. So some people actually can break out into a sweat or get very warm once this happens because they were so blocked before. And like I said, the chakras go out of alignment from psychic attacks. They go out of alignment from people's thoughts being projected to you. We'll say that you had a relationship problem and you had your heart hurt. Well, chances are your chakra and your heart's turned backwards. And so it'll be that way until you actually correct it. That could go on for your whole life. So it's very important to, you know, to do your chakras. Okay, so we'll do an emotional healing now. And also, like if you have a surgery, we'll say that you went in for even a broken arm. Well, there's going to be chakras up and down your arm. They're always at each joint. But we'll say that you have a broken arm. You may not have energy flowing past that break in your arm to your wrist and to your fingers. So you want to have that also taken care of. So here we go. We're doing emotional healing. This is a sample here. Like I said, all the healings that I'll be doing, I'll do an emotional, a feeling, a sensory body, a pain, and a mental clearing here. Do them one at a time. I charge $5 for each year of your life. And the most important thing is the emotional clearing, to get into the moment, to have your spirit join your physical body again, because it will not come in with traumas and pain. So that's this is, like I said, the most important thing that I do for people. Okay, here we go. And if you're over 60, everything over 60 is free, so I don't charge over $300. So emotions, we're going right now, from this moment in time, back to your last birthday. So if you had this done, you know, maybe weeks before, then it'll be clearing from that point right now, maybe back for a couple of weeks. So it might be, you may have had a bad hair day in there or something. So this will take it out of your experience here of trauma. So here we go. Six. Chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, as you can see, there's no processing on your end here. The divine does it for you. It's automatic. And it's instantaneous healings. And you can see how fast I'm going with this here. And, you know, to have the results that you're getting has to be some kind of, you know, divine intervention there. So just, if you want, just close your eyes right now and look at a situation that you were involved with in the last 3 years that caused you maybe emotional trauma, having your feelings hurt, being upset, put you into the fear mode, maybe a car accident or anything like that that pushed your buttons or got you into a state of panic, fear, anxiety. And you can look at it now, and it should be very, very distant to you, like it happened to somebody else. So just kind of breathe in now and take a look at that situation. And also let you have that experience here for about a minute here. Now we're going to do another healing. This is the feeling body healing. It's similar to the emotional body, but it's slightly different. And it works with your feelings. Some people may be numb to their emotions, but they do feel a lot. And so feeling is, the body feeling happens to deal with kind of how you sense the energies that happen to you. So the emotion is how it got imprinted, how you went through trauma, and the feeling is like, oh my God, this happened to me and it's awful. So that's the slight difference on it, but they're both very similar. So here we go. And people who are feelers are the type of people who go into a room and they sample everybody's energy before they walk into the door to see if they're if it's safe for them to go into the room, and they pick out who is a bad person, who's a good person, who they don't want to meet, and they do that instantly by putting out the little feelers, okay? So that's the type of person that really needs this healing. So here we go. We're going to start from right now back to your last birthday. Again, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, again, just take a deep breath and kind of look at that situation that you're in. And you should feel a little more relaxed and a little more at peace. So let's put some music on here for about a minute again here and just have this experience looking at this situation. And you can check out more than one, too. They'll be also very distant to you. Do another invisible body here, and this body is your sensory body. So again, it kind of goes along with the emotional and the feeling body. The sensory body is how your physical body checks out everything. It's like your sensory system, and people can have like a sensory system overload. So it's like these million antennas that you have out around you, and you're always being bombarded by something, and it's a way that you can get rid of this over-stimulus that you've been having and being frazzed out or just upset all the time. People have that situation where they're in a lot of trauma, and they have a very hard time getting back into balance because they're already pushed to, like, the limit of 99%, and everything takes them over the edge, any type of situation, and they're overloaded, like everybody's waiting for the last straw to drop. So here's your sensory body, same process, going right now to your last birthday. So again, this is a real quick healing, and these are about 90% done for you. The other 10% is when I do someone in person. So here we go, sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and again, I'll let you just experience this here, and your body should be getting more relaxed, and you should be smiling more. So just sit back and relax, and just check out some of those experiences that you've had that were negative in the last 3 years. Okay. And now you can again sit back and relax. And next we're going to do your pain body. Now the pain body is what holds all the pain that you've had in the past. It also deals with psychic attack energy. And so here we go. Again, from right now to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Boy, somebody out there has a lot of pain. I have to yawn here. Excuse me. Boy, I'm running a lot of energy for someone here. So I'm the conduit for the light shift, so it does go through me, and I managed to sample part of it here. If someone does have pain right now and it's released, if you give us a call, we'd appreciate that to see just what you, how you feel. Holy smokes. Do that one again. From right now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Some more here. Hang on. Okay. Again, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. And one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Okay. And again, sit back and relax and just kind of look at your next experience here that you've had or one you want to just kind of check out here. And we'll put some music on so you can listen to some music here while you do your checking out. So we'll be back in about a minute again. You might want to walk around too to see how your body's doing right now. Do some stretches, maybe twist a little bit if you can. Maybe bend over, do some twist. Like we said before, there's nothing for you to do. The divine's doing it for you, the creation light ship working through your spirit. So next we're going to do another clearing. This is a mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. I've had people say they'd actually see better afterwards, see more colors. Normally your thoughts are quicker. And it kind of gets rid of that mush brain feeling of not having your thoughts connecting quick enough for you. So here we go, same process. Right now, to your last birthday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. After yawn, somebody has something happening. Here we go, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. And again, just sit back and relax and just see how your thoughts are working. Think of something, see how fast you can think now. Maybe do some mathematics in your head. Okay. I'm going to do another healing. This is what you may consider like a past life healing. I call it a sensory clearing because I go 100 years at a time back in your life until your first incarnation here with your spirit. And it's quite interesting. I charge $200 for this clearing. And this is very nice to do, too. I've had one lady had her two children who were twins were five. One was born with rashes all over her body, the way she described it to me. And we did this clearing on the two boys. And the one child, all of a sudden, within a couple of days, all the rashes left his body. So that was very nice. Another gentleman we worked with up in Seattle, Washington, went to a Body, Mind, Spirit Expo up there, and we met one of the other people who had a booth there, and we're out eating with him, and he happened to have a heart attack, I'm guessing maybe a couple of years previous, and he had a lot of edema on his left arm. It was swollen, and his face looked pretty good. I'd say it was probably about 95% good anyway. And he's been doing a lot of work with laser pens, et cetera, and high technology to get well. And that's probably why he, you know, looks so good. And so I was doing the session on him. This is at the dinner table. And we had six people around watching. And when I got to like 9300 BC, I said, this is your problem. I see what happened to you is that there was a some type of battle going on, and it was like a boulder or something crushed your arm, and you couldn't yell out or cry for help or, you know, say anything about all the pain. You had to keep it internally because the enemy would have killed you and your loved ones around you, your family. So as soon as I saw that and he felt it, we did a clearing for about maybe 5 minutes at the most here, just like what I do with these other clearings here, but I use a topic. And so we just used that topic of, I believe, of holding stuff internally inside of himself. And when the healing was done, after 5 minutes, the edema in his arm was going down. I think it probably went down maybe two-thirds at least. His face looked perfect, and it stayed for the next day. And we haven't heard from him since, but this is what the clearings do for people. So remember, we are recycling the past in this body of our ancestors. So here we go. This is a sensory clearing. We're going to go for the year 2000. So hang on here. Sixth chakra. Cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 1900s. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 1800s. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And 1700s. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. So this gets rid of, I'd say, probably 99% of what you're dealing with, if not all of it. Sometimes the traumas are very, very heavy. So I have worked with a lot of people in New York who experienced the 9/11 event, physically seen people. And I charge $20 if you're interested, and I go back to the year 2000. So I go from 2007, 2006, and I go down for each year and do this clearing, and it takes away the trauma out of you. So if you know of anybody who would like to be released of that scenario, all the internal fears that they're holding and sadness, this clearing will do that for you. So here we go. We're now going to do one other healing here. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary and Saint Bernadette. So this we call Divine Communion. And these are the first cause energies of these two beings. And this is their creation energy. So it's a little different than what we know of them down here, because down here they had to go through different dimensions, different levels of consciousness to come here. This is a direct link from the creation lightship where they reside, the original spirits, and they're going to come into your living room. And St. Bernadette, there's a DVD out or an old video on it. You may want to look it up. It's just a little story of her life. Google it. She's very, very beautiful. Laid in her casket. Just wonderful. It's like she just died, a minute ago. It looks like she's even sleeping. So we're going to bring these two energies in here. And we're going to have them do some healing work with you. So again, just sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do, but now you want to request your healing. So here we go. I'm going to bring in Saint Bernadette and Mother Mary. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll just put some music on and see you back in a few minutes here. And request your healings. Nice for me. I feel very relaxed here with this divine energy in my living room here. It feels great. And so what we're going to do next is some water charging. So if all of you would like to get a glass of water right now, and that's all they charge up is about 10 ounces, 12 ounces, a small container would be fine. Even 16 ounces would work. And this will be takes about a minute to do. And I'd like you all to scroll down on my home page here, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam. If you don't know how to go to my home page and just kind of scroll down on Don's home page, you're going to see today's event, which is Friday, Creation Lightship Healings, and just click on it. And then from that, just scroll down. You're going to see past the beautiful flower that's kind of blinking there. You're going to see this wonderful, beautiful light beam. We're going to energize her tonight, as we do on all of our sessions here. And she's going to come in and help energize your water that you have in your hands here in a few minutes here. So actually wants to start right now, so here we go. So just watch your monitor screen here. And you may want to blink your eyes a little bit to see the change in the colors around here. She'll start to emit more light from her eyes. The rainbow lights around her forehead will start to maybe emit different colors. These beautiful light rays will start to emanate into your room. Her face will become a little more three-dimensional looking. And you may start to feel this beautiful love energy coming from her right now here. And she's starting now to become very active here. And how does your light beam look on your screen, Sylvia? How does she look to you?
Just very loving and so much energy coming from that. I actually, as she came in, it seemed like the temperature in the room went up a couple of degrees, and I just felt so much warmth and love from her. And that's also the colors are intensifying, and there seems to be, like, the light is just really coming right off the screen. It's beautiful.
Yep, yep, she is, yeah. And she's wonderful to work with, too.
So, I bet.
Yeah. So anyway, I see her daily. So anyway, here we go. I do bi-locate and see all these beans on the light ship. So if you like, get your container of water right now, your glass, and put it in front of you, maybe on a table or maybe between your legs, whatever feels comfortable. And you want to put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to start to energize this water for you. This will be divinely charged water just for you. And she's starting that right now. You may feel your hands possibly buzz or tingle. You may feel the water change slightly. And right now she's in the activation mode. And you should start to feel a change inside of your body also. So again, just sit back and relax and allow her to do the sealing on your water. I'll just put some music on for about a minute here so you can kind of concentrate on her. And she's running a lot of energy tonight.
Well,
and ask
sure
for
is.
Healing. Remember, the light only works in the now, so that's when you get your healings. Done doing this water attunement for us. So if you like, take a sip of your water right now, and I'll get some of mine here. And naturally, for me, it's always silkier. It changes sometimes. It comes a little thicker tasting. And sometimes it gets sweeter, but it's always very, very good. How's yours, Sylvia?
Oh, it tastes so good. I just want to drink it down.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you go to get water, you're doing it either because, you know, you're supposed to drink a certain amount a day or whatever, and you're trying to get your water down. I never feel that way with this water. I always just really, my body just wants it so much.
Okay, we're going to be going up to the light ship, unless you want to do another healing. Anything else we need to cover, Sylvia, that you can think of?
Well, it would be wonderful if we could just do a little centering in the heart chakra and getting people in their bodies to make sure that they're able to receive their healings.
Okay, so we'll do some entity work. Thank you. So get rid of these spirits that are hanging on to people inside and externally. And they get attracted to us by, in a sense, our thoughts, physical pain, traumas that we may be experiencing, and so we collect them that way, and then they don't always leave us. So right now we're collecting your spirit around you, so you're going to be a little more heavier feeling in your body probably during this process. When your spirit's out of your body, you're very, very light, and when you're in your body, you feel heavy. So right now we're clearing out and healing your spirit. And on a count of 10, your spirit will come into you the way it needs to. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do some more entity releasing. And this people may call a soul retrieval also. And most people are at 20%. So if you're 20% in your body, who's in the other 80%? Well, it's not you. So it'll be entities that are using your name, working through your body. They're like the marionette and you're the puppet. And so you definitely want to be in charge yourself. the you that's you, that's your spirit. Because your body needs some guidance. You know, you want to be steered in the right direction. And you can tell if you're in your body by looking at your eyes. If your eyes are very bright and clear, you're in your body. If your eyes are kind of glossed over, like somebody having a hangover, for instance, you know, that means entities are in there. So you want to, you know, look at your eyes. And if someone who you're communicating with has glossy eyes, then at that point, you can definitely know that what you're telling them, they're probably not going to get. Because whatever is listening to you, there could be 10,000 spirits that come and go continuously. And so as you're talking with the person and instructing them how to do something, they probably won't remember it. And this is what happens with people whose children get on drugs. Entities come in and they can understand why they're... You know, their daughter Jane or, you know, their son Tommy is reacting the way he is and responding the way it is. They gave him a good life. They taught him the values of life. And now he's doing things that, you know, you never taught him how to do. And it's really disrupting his life. Well, it's because he's not home. The entities are there controlling his life. And that's the heartbreaking story, you know, what happens to people. Because they associate the body with the spirit, and they associate that the body is the person that they raised, but it's really the spirit that's controlling the body. So when entities come in, like I said, they're like the marionette, and all of a sudden a person can do, you know, many different strange and weird things. And if you look at photographs in the post office of people who are maybe on the wanted list, or just people who are in prison, or maybe even jail possibly, but prison for sure, most of those people have glossy eyes. It means they're not home. So whoever committed the crime may not even be in the body at that time, and the poor body was held responsible for the actions that the body did. And that's real sad, because there's no justice or no court system for the spirit world to reprimand the spirit for having the body do maybe killing or something, but the body is held accountable. So I guess enough of that here. So we're bringing more of you into your body now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And I'm going to do an exercise here for you. This is a process where I'm going to be connecting your, or dropping down your consciousness, connecting your consciousness to your heart center. So why don't you just visualize like an elevator, and it's going to go down the different floors. The 10th floor is your head, we'll say, your waking consciousness. You could call it your ego possibly, you know, your thoughts, but, you know, it's what you think with. We're going to drop that down into your heart center. So here we go. It could be your personality. There's many names that you could be using here. So we'll do this probably about 4 or 5 times. So again, sit back and relax. I'm going to be dropping you down into your heart center. This is where your spirit is. This is where you should live your life, in your heart. So here we go. 10, going down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. So now you're in your heart center. You should feel a little different. And now you're ready to receive healings the best you can on the Creation Light Ship. And the emotions are left here. So if you have any emotional baggage that's causing your problem, you may not have a complete 100% healing. So we're going to have Light Ship put this beautiful tunnel around us right now, and this exercise here will not work on the archives, mainly because there's still abductions being done to people, thanks to the Galactic Federation for not protecting us, and these ETs out there which are coming in to interfere with us are not in integrity, and so unfortunately If you attempt to go up to the light ship, you may be taken by some other life form. And I wouldn't want you to be experimented on. So here we go. This beautiful white light tunnel is around you. And this, the creation light ship, is what Jesus used for his healings and his ascension teachings. So that's why he came, to help humanity evolve into the next consciousness. And the dark side was here, and that prevented that from happening. So here we go. We're going up right now. And like we said earlier, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. They'll come along too. And your pets and animals now are leaving to a special light ship dedicated for animal and pet healing. And we're now in a room where they're doing a body scan on us, seeing who and what we are. The light ship works with many different sentient beings, different life forms. And now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. And this is where we're at free choice to select the teams that are going to be working with us this evening. I use the word doctor teams. And there's three male beings, light beings, there to help us. And you may pick maybe 20 teams at one time. And so each team is a specialist in what they're doing. So they're showing you different procedures right now of what they can do for you. So remember, we're in their time right now. We're still here physically. And their time is just stretched out quite a bit. There's no real way to communicate what the time difference is. But they make you feel very comfortable during your sessions here. So that's why you go to the orientation room too. Experience other healings from other people, and you can ask all your questions. So now we're going down a long hallway. On the left side is the windows to the light ship. You can see the universe, see stars. It's very, very beautiful. This walkway is about 8 feet in width, and it's about...
We might have lost one of our lines here.
Okay.
Maybe God can help us get it back on.
Okay. Okay. I think we still have audio here. Let me just check here. Okay, I'm hearing a delay on mine, so we'll just keep going here. So right now we're going into the procedure rooms, and this procedure room here is where the doctors will take us to different types of modalities of healing. So the first room we're going into is a room where they're going to be putting us into these beautiful hot tubs. There's different types of gels in the hot tubs. There's golden gel, there's silver, there's all different colors that we don't have here. There's a beautiful yellow gel. So we're going into the yellow right now. And this, again, will help us to detoxify our body. So again, just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll just play some music here for about a minute and request the healings that you'd like to have now. Remember, there's more than one team working with you. And since you're out of time, you're in their time. So this is how they do this procedure. go to another location on the Creation Light ship. Remember, this is the place that created you. The Creation Light ship has many locations there. And before the show, that will go to your own individual room that you were created in, and you can unite with your spirit. That will do that right now. So just again, sit back and relax, and we're going to a whole different location. And this room is circular this time. Sometimes it's rectangular or square. This time now they're showing me as being a circle. There's a lot of beautiful lights on the walls. And we're opening the door now and walking in. And across the wall from you, about 10 feet away, is the creation of your original spirit energy. And we're going to have this beautiful spirit of you walk into you to do more healings with you. So I'm just going to count to 10 here as you unite with your spirit. So here we go. It's very sacred, and this is a very nice healing for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just to ask for guidance here from your spirit. And also healings. Okay, so we're now going to go on to another location, and this location is where they're going to help release physical body pain from you. So again, just request your healings, and there's many teams that will be working with you at this time, and if you're lucky, you're going to be able to see them, may feel their energy movements down here possibly, your body might twitch a little bit or something as they're working with you. That happens sometimes. Some people feel tingles or warmth in their body. Remember, all their techniques are non-invasive, so it's a very beautiful type of healing. So here we go, and just sit back and relax and request your healings if you have any physical body pain. Okay, we'll go to another location on the Creation Light ship, and this location is where some of the masters reside, and we're going to go to the room where Saint Germain is, and this is his original spirit upon his creation when he was first created, and in this room is his beautiful violet energy. And we're in this room right now, and you can ask him for guidance also and ask for healings, and we'll also bring him down here, his first cause energy, into your living room, and he'll bless you also. So here he comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Again, request your healings and just sit back and relax. One other location. This is very special. I've only did this a few times so far. I'm going to go to a different location on the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to take like a little shuttlecraft, we'll call it that in our terms, over to a special light ship that was created about a week before last Thanksgiving that is here to help the planet Earth clean itself out for the ascension process. And so just kind of sit back and relax. We're going into this shuttlecraft right now. And now we're going over to this beautiful light ship. Remember, there's no time in the now. And the light ship only works in the now. So this is where we are right now. And we're going into this beautiful light ship. They're checking us out before we go on, because it has to be completely in 100% integrity with the light. They don't want to contaminate it. So no one is able to go up on this ship itself. It's here just to help to put the planet Earth into balance here. So what we're going to do is go on some smaller light ships from this larger light ship. And each one of us will have our own little light ship to travel with. And what I want you to do is, if you have any locations that you may want to go to on the planet here to help the planet balance, you can do this if you wish. The light ship has the codes for the initial incarnation of this planet when it was first created, and it will put back into balance these energies. So again, just start to think of what you'd like to go to. We're out now traveling around to the Earth here, different locations. Some people like to work on the waters, other people like to work on the air. You may want to go to where they're having disputes, possibly, or wars. It's your choice, the rainforest, there's many things. And this little light ship will take you there. And then it will see what you're talking about and put in the special codes, the frequencies from the divine blueprint of the Earth into this. The only place that this blueprint is stored is on the Creation Light Ship, since they have all data for everything. And so now I'll just let you do your own little healing here, and I'll see you back in about 3 minutes here. I'll let you have enough time to maybe go to a few places here. So again, just sit back and relax. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see where you're going. This is just an awesome experience. You know, I've only done this, I think, 3 times so far. And so people are all blessed to experience this wonderful energy of the light ship that's here to help the earth. Remember, the earth has to be cleared and cleansed before it can do any ascension. Now we're going to start to come back from this experience here on this special light ship going into the area now where it is this large light ship that's used to heal the earth. And we'll have a little tour. This I've never done before. So we're going to go into a room that I'm seeing a lot of plants. You might feel the energy down here. What they're doing is taking samples of the plants that are on the earth, and they're checking them out to see what needs to be done to put them back into balance. And they're now checking out some of the animals. They're also, using the original spiritual blueprints to do this also. They're checking out air samples, water samples, just many, many things. There's hundreds of rooms on this light ship for the earth. So you're probably watching these too, and they're just very wonderful to have this experience. I really enjoy it. It's kind of sacred to kind of be a part of the healing to the earth here. And so I'll just let you walk around, and they'll guide us through where we need to go to. And if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see. And not just feel the energy down here. It's is very nice, very sacred. The air is beautiful. It's very, very clean. And I'll just put some music on for a minute here so you can just have this experience. Go into the shuttle and come back to the creation lightship. And we're going to go into one other healing room before we come back here. And this healing room is going to be working with our muscles, our back. So there's many rooms, so we'll probably be in three rooms at once here that I can tell you about. They'll work with our spine, and they work with our muscles. And they're also going to do some stress release on us to release some tension. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do but request healing. And we're going to bring in another divine energy into our living rooms here. And we're going to bring in, looks like Archangel Michael would like to come in. So this is his first cause energy again. So again, sit back and relax. And here he comes, stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healings that you'd like to have. okay. And so now we're going to start to come back here. So we're going into the orientation room. And this is where we're thanking these beautiful light beings from the Creation Light Ship who have helped us out this evening. Remember, we're there out of time in the physical form, so they use mental telepathy to talk with us normally. And they're going to give you a special gift right now. It'll be your own gift. So you may hold one of your hands out. You may feel some presence there on it. Up on the ship, you're already being handed this gift. And it's some form of energetic energy. And they're now just talking with you about your healings. And you're asking questions. Remember, you're out of time, so you could be there for an hour or more in this short time here. And all the healings are between you and them. They never tell me hardly anything at all about the healings. They don't recommend anything down here. But they do water charging for us. I have a special event every Wednesday for water charging. If you're interested, let me know. And we're ready to come back here. So they put in around us a special healing cocoon. And this healing cocoon will be with you for the next 5 days. So you can request additional healing. You will not be on the light ship, but the healing cocoon will help you. I've had people use this who've had migraine headaches, and it go away instantly. And so it's quite something to hear people comment on it. I do love having emails from for your healings or from your healings that you've had on the light ship. So definitely contact me. I just love that because this is the only way that I know my connection with you. After the show, it's kind of like a letdown because I'm away from everybody who's on the line and I have no more contact with you. So if you would give me an email, I'd really appreciate that. So we're ready to come back now. And they're putting this beautiful white light tunnel around us, and we're coming down. And now we're here. And our animals and pets came with us. And so, you have anything to say, Sylvia?
Wow. What a beautiful night. I mean, we said at the beginning of the show that this night was going to be all about healing. And you really outdid yourself, and thank you so much to you and to the beautiful light being doctors who worked with us. And what a special, wonderful experience that was that we got to do with that special light ship for cleaning up the earth. That was really wonderful to be a part of that. I just am so excited about that.
Yeah, see, most people think that the Galactic Federation or our space brothers are going to be helping with this process, and they're just like we are in a sense, that the light ship is doing this regardless of what is happening on their end, because we're going through a universal shift. And so the Earth has to come back into balance energetically before it can do a shift. And so this is why the light ship is doing this. That's why it's here. So I guess we'll thank all of you for coming aboard tonight. I hope you all had the healings that you would like to have. And thank you, Sylvia, for being online. And remember, I do love emails, and you give me a call. My phone number is listed. If you don't have it, it's 877-384-3257. And I do many sessions with people to help you through the ascension process to get your body cleaned out so that you're able to be a conduit for this higher frequency energy. So this is what it's all about. And remember, it's your body that is going to go through the ascension. Your spirit already is doing it anyway. So your body needs to have this done to it if you choose to have your body live like heaven on earth, like was talked about in the Bible, basically. And you have to work on yourself to do this. It's not going to be, you know, somebody else doing it for you. So that's all that I can really say on that one. But thank you all for coming. And we have our next show Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And don't forget to use that healing cocoon energy because it'll be with you for 5 days. And, you know, if something happens to you where maybe you hurt yourself or something, you know, 4 days from now, ask it and it'll help you out with this process. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone, and thank you especially to the callers that called in tonight. We really appreciated hearing from you, and love and light to everyone, and we'll see you with us again, we hope, on Monday.
Okay, so goodbye, everyone, and good night.
Good night.